Basically, what God is saying, in doing good, basically you will be rewarded. You faint. In your mind, you're like, God, it says not to faint. I don't want to throw in the towel. I don't want to give up. But can I tell you today, that's exactly where God wants each and every one of us. He wants us to get to the end of ourselves, say, hey, you know what, God, I can't do this anymore. You're going to have to come in. You're going to have to show yourself mighty. On the condition that you faint, that's when you will receive your reward. So the Bible says, let us not grow weary in well-doing. And what is that well-doing? And that is doing good deeds. And so if we're to apply this to our life, we're apply it to where we are today. We have to break down the context of who Paul is talking to in this passage. And Paul is talking to believers. He starts off verse number 6, brethren, if any man be taken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one. Verse number 10, as ye have therefore the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And I would say this tonight, that this is the training ground for the rest of your life. That this, what you're in right now, prepares you for the world. I mean, us meeting here, we don't meet here just to have fun, to have a good time. We meet here so we can collectively learn about the word, grow, and then go out to reach the world. And so if you ask yourself the question, am I being trained right now? And if I am being trained right now, then how am I impacting the world? What difference am I making in the world? And I don't mean to step on your toes tonight, but if you can't do it here, if you can't love God here genuinely, if you can't worship God here genuinely, you can't do it out in the world. You're not going to be able to do it. And so I'm so glad, like I said, that God allowed the Holy Spirit to come into our life, to grow us, to help us. And I say this tonight, that growing weary is an ever-present danger for all Christians. We all get to that point of burnout. We all get to that point of, hey, I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to throw in the towel. But what's the difference maker in our life? And that is the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is the one that is able to encourage us, to give us the energy to keep pressing on, to keep going and keep going and keep going. So here Paul urges the Jews to leave the Mosaic law and points them to the Holy Spirit and rely on His power and rely on His strength. And so if you were to go through this verse again, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing and doing good, for in due season we shall reap. And so my mind went immediately to that due season. What is due season? And so in the Greek, due is your own season, your own personal season. And so we do a good job in today's day and age. You know, we can diagnose different seasons. When is a certain temperature, we can recognize, hey, it's winter, when the snow is falling, when the leaves start turning a different color and falling from the tree, we can say, hey, it's fall. When the sun starts coming out, summer. And then when the snow starts melting, we can diagnose, hey, it's spring. But how can we diagnose God's season or our own due season? How can we diagnose when we're going to receive our reward for not fainting, for not giving up? And so I'm so glad the Bible gives us exactly that. He says, in due season, in your own season, you shall reap. And in the Greek, it says, indeed, no doubt, in your own time, you will receive a reward absolutely on the condition that you faint. So your season as a Christian, when you're going to receive the reward, is when you faint, when you're at the point of giving up, when you're at the point of throwing in the towel. That's what God says is your due season. And so my mind immediately went to, what is the reward that God's going to give me? I mean, God has given me every spiritual blessing, everything that I could ever imagine, everything that Christ has given me is so amazing, so awesome. But what's the reward of not fainting? And if you were to go back over to chapter number 5, and verse number 22, the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And then you recall the verses that we read at the beginning in verse number 8. It says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." So when you get to that point of fainting, when you get to that point of throwing in the towel, God steps in with these rewards. He steps in the reward of love. He steps in the reward of joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And I'll give you a couple of examples. How many of you ever been to that point where someone, just makes you so angry? They do you wrong. And you get to that point where you say, "God, I can't love them. I can't do this in and of myself. You're going to have to love me through them." What happens? The Holy Spirit comes in, doesn't allow you to get bitter, doesn't allow you to get angry at them, and allows you to love them. Someone is just getting on your nerves again and again and again, testing your patience. And you say, "Hey, God, I can't do this. I need you to give me patience. Give me the strength to be patient with this person." And what happens? The Holy Spirit comes in and gives you strength to be patient with these people. Maybe you're dealing with a temptation. And you're saying, "Hey, God, I've been dealing with this for all my life, and I can't do it anymore. I throw in the towel." And just as you're ready to give into that temptation, the Holy Spirit comes in and he brings the verse to mind. The Holy Spirit comes in and he gives you that strength to overcome the temptation. And you see, it's all about the Holy Spirit. And so you often wonder why people get disgruntled when they don't sing a solo, or you wonder why a person gets disgruntled when maybe they're not in the limelight of church, and because they miss this part of the Holy Spirit. They miss this part. It's not all about them. It's about God. And Paul points to this in verse number 14. He says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy upon the Israel of God." So Paul is writing unto these believers and he's saying, it's not about circumcision, it's not about uncircumcision, it's not about whether you're a Jew, it's not whether you're a Gentile. Everything that is in this church, everything that matters in this church has to do with Christ. Is wrapped up in your relationship with him. And how could you not grow weary in well-doing? And it's by looking to the one who gave you life in the first place. By relying on the Holy Spirit. How could you go on and on in ministry for so many years, 30, 40 years? It's not through the power of our might, but it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. How do you overcome temptation? It's not by our strength, not by our might, but it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so Paul is urging these Christians that have been freed from the bondage of sin, that have been freed from the bondage of the law, to open their eyes, to see who they have in the Holy Spirit, to see the spiritual gifts that they have, to see that they could reap the things of the Spirit, that they could sow to the seeds of the Spirit. And Paul is urging them not to sow to the seeds of the flesh. And I was thinking about this some time ago. How many seeds that I've sown are bad seeds? And I'm so thankful that the seeds that I've sown that are bad seeds, God didn't allow them to come to harvest. And we could think about time and time again the bad seeds that we've sown. And God's grace stepped in. God didn't allow those seeds to come to harvest. But you think about, in all reality, the little spiritual seeds that you've planted, that you've sown, God allowed them to come to harvest. And I'm so thankful for God's grace. And here Paul is urging these Galatians, Paul is urging these Christians to not look to the law, but to look to Christ and his grace for satisfaction, for strength. And that's where we're to look as well. In all reality, like I said before, we all get to that point of fainting. We all get to that point of throwing in the towel. To be honest, ministry, the Christian life, puts on us more than we can bear as human beings. And I remember being at that place time and time again in Bible college. And I'm so grateful that God allowed me to be a part of awesome ministries. I mean, just seeing God do some great work. And oftentimes I found myself relying on my own strength, relying on me, and I would get burnout. I mean, I would really get burnout. I'll give you a quick example. I remember I started this ministry going to high schools and basically mentoring these high school athletes. And so I would do that on Sunday nights, maybe about 6 o'clock. And so the games would go till 9 o'clock. And as soon as I got back to school, I had work all night security. And so I start work at 10. So oftentimes I would get there a little bit later, maybe about 10:05, maybe 10:10. And I would immediately start work. And I have to work till 6 in the morning. And so I work till 6 in the morning. I take a nap for about 2 hours. Then I would go to visit my bus kids, because I did bus on Sunday. Then I'd come back, spend time with Messi, and then I would play basketball, do homework or whatever, just to kind of clear my mind. Then the next morning, I would get up, go to church, do my bus route, go to church, and then the afternoon, I would have bus class, and then I had a whole dorm to take care of. It was really ugly. It was really hard, just being honest with you. And I remember time and time again, I would just get to that point where I was like, God, I just can't do this. I don't see an end to this. But I can tell you, every time that I woke up and I was like, God, I'm going to rely on your strength today. It was like he just kept giving me enough to keep going, kept giving me enough to encourage my heart, to visit my bus kids, to have a good time with them, to spend time with Messi, to encourage my fellow Bible college students, to study the word, to read my Bible, to pray. The Holy Spirit was there every single time. And say, hey, don't rely on your strength. If you rely on your strength, you're not going to make it. You need to rely on God's strength and his power. If we rely on our strength and our power, that's when we faint. That's when we throw in the towel. That's when we give up. But when we rely on his spirit, that's when we're victorious. That's when we're most powerful. If you turn over to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. The Bible says this, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And then turn over to Mark 14:38. Mark 14:38. Jesus says this. He says, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And if you've been a Christian, if you've been alive for some time, you realize that the flesh is weak. The flesh is going to fail you every time. But where do you draw your strength from? What gets you through? And it's by living in the spirit. Ephesians 5:8 says, be not drunk with wine where it is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. It's a continual, every single day thing. And if we're filled with the Spirit, we're not going to faint. We're not going to grow weary. We're going to keep going on and on and on in ministry. And the point I want to make tonight is the same point that Paul is making here in this passage, that Christian unity in the church is everything. That you loving your brothers and sisters in the church is important. It's vital. And how do you do that? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. And not only is it vital to love people in church and have unity in the church, but it's vital outside of the church, us loving the world. And here is the training ground for how we love the world. And if we can't love our brothers and sisters in Christ, how are we going to love a lost and dying world? The two, it doesn't even come together. And so tonight, I want to leave you with just a couple of thoughts. Don't quit because your Savior did not quit on you. And he doesn't quit on you even though you mess up every single day. Even though you think you can do it in the power of your own strength. He's faithful, he's loving, he's long-suffering all throughout the way. Secondly, praise the Lord that trouble doesn't last always, that, hey, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and that when we get to that point of fainting or growing weary, God's going to step in. God's going to reward us with long suffering, with the fruits of the Spirit. Thirdly, ask yourself this question. Am I relying on my own power, or am I relying on the power of the Holy Spirit? Ask yourself that question. Do a thorough investigation of your heart, of where your heart is right now. Relying on the Holy Spirit or relying on yourself. And fourthly, it's okay to faint. It's okay to get to the point of throwing in the towel. It just shows that you're human. It shows that you're real. It shows that you need Him. And that's what it's all about. And I asked myself the question when I was studying for this, and I asked myself the question when God laid this on my heart. God, I mean, it's hard. Many people are looking at my life, and I want to be this strong Christian. I mean, I want to be this faithful Christian. But oftentimes that becomes superficial. I mean, you're not real. Like, you're rah-rah all the time. You know, people ask you how you're doing. Oh, I'm doing great. And so on and so forth. But you're not real. You don't get to that point where, you know, they don't see that part in your life where you're crying out to God. They don't see that part in your life where you're just like, man, God, is it all worth it? God, I'm tired of doing right. I just want to give up. I just want to throw in the towel. They don't see that part. But I'm so thankful that God, I can come unashamed before God and say, God, I'm at the point of fainting. I'm at the point of giving up. Here's my life. Here's myself. Take me, encourage me, help me. And lastly tonight, I have this question for you. Are you relying on your own justification? Are you relying on what you did for yourself, in a sense, what you think you did for yourself in the area of salvation? Or are you relying on His grace? Do you realize that He saved you? Do you realize that He changed you? Do you realize that He's transforming your life at this very present moment? And He's the one that does the changing work. He's the one that does the sanctification. And just as you have to come to Him in order to be saved, you have to come to Him in order to be changed, in order to be sanctified every single day. So that's what I want to leave you tonight. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Because we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's going to be well worth it when we hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Father, I thank You so much for Your goodness. Thank You so much, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. And I thank You, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us. And Lord, it's so amazing just to see how You've changed us. Lord, every single day You allow us to be changed by You. You allow Your word to mold us and to guide us and to lead us. And I pray, Lord, that You would just continue that work. And Lord, when we get tired of doing good, Lord, when we get to that point of fainting and get to that point of burning out, I pray, Lord, that we would look to You. And I pray, Lord, that You would be glorified and honored through everything that we do. In Jesus' name I pray.